staying connected while you are in South Africa and in the world that we live in with all the iPhones and Androids and all the cell towers, most big cell phone companies will allow you to travel internationally. And you can actually just ask your cell phone provider, hey, am I allowed to use my phone in another country, and specify South Africa, and then ask them how much per day. Most times it's $10 or $12 a day. So just connect with them and make sure that you don't come back with a massive bill that you didn't know about, okay? WhatsApp is an app that pretty much the rest of the world uses. It's funny because the terminology is, hey, it's not text me, it's hey, WhatsApp me. And so it's just a great way for audio, video, text to connect around the world. And so all team members hopefully have downloaded that. I use it all the time for all my international conversations. And you can also invite the people that you love in your life to download WhatsApp, and there's a way for you to connect with them. So if you're going to use your own cell phone provider, that's fantastic. You can just connect to the South African towers and be charged per day to do that. I will have a South African phone with a South African SIM card, which will have data and WhatsApp, and every single team member is welcome to use my phone to connect with loved ones. We also have limited Wi-Fi at the accommodation area that we are going to be staying at, and you will get the password when you get there, and so you'll be able to connect on Wi-Fi. What we would recommend for most people who don't want to get back to the US and have a big bill is when you get on the plane to leave the United States, stick your phone on airplane mode. And when you arrive in South Africa, your Wi-Fi will be on airplane mode. That means you won't connect to the local towers, but you can use Wi-Fi. And there's Wi-Fi in the airport when you arrive, at the accommodations that we stay at in Johannesburg for overnight, and on the game reserve for you to have time to connect with loved ones. Again, my phone will be available to anyone who wants to use it to connect with people back home.